The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5.
107.5. Hello, CCFM listeners. It's Monday afternoon, and if it's Monday afternoon, it must be Life Lessons with Andre, the Big Positive Guy.
And I'm thrilled to be with you as we step into a new year full of possibilities. Last week, we chatted about New Year's resolutions, and this week, I'd like to focus on fresh starts and new beginnings. So many of us are carrying baggage from the past with us, and it's really time that we need to look and say, how can we make a fresh start? It's not just about turning a page on the calendar. It's about embracing the idea that every day is a chance for a new beginning. So let's have a look and see how we can make the most of these opportunities. I once heard this wonderful story, and I'd like to tell it to you, and maybe it'll explain some of the principles that I'm trying to get across. There was a psychology professor who was walking around on the stage and teaching stress management principles to an audience filled with students. And she raised her glass of water, and everyone asked the typical question, is this a glass half empty? Or is this a glass half full? But instead, with a smile on her face, she asked the following: how heavy is this glass of water that I'm holding? The students shouted out answers from like a few grams or a couple of kilograms, ridiculous answers. And she said, from my perspective, the absolute weight of this glass doesn't matter at all. It all depends on how long I can hold it. If I hold it for a minute or two, it's fairly light. If I can hold it for an hour, my arm might start to ache a little bit. If I hold it for a whole day with my arm outstretched, my arm will probably cramp up and feel completely numb and paralyzed, and I may even drop the glass to the floor. In every single case, the weight of the glass hasn't changed, but the longer that I hold it, the heavier it becomes to me. And so everyone in the class shook their heads and agreed and said, your stresses and worries in life are a little bit like this glass of water. Think about them for a little bit, nothing happens. Think about them a little bit longer, and you begin to ache a little. Think about them all day long, and you start feeling completely numb and paralyzed and incapable of doing anything else until you drop them. And there's a moral to this story. It's important to let go of your stresses and your worries. No matter what happens during the day, as early in the evening as you can, put your burdens down. Those things that you've been worrying about, those arguments that you've had, the boss, anything that is, put those burdens down. Don't carry them into the night. Don't carry them into the next day with you. If you still feel the weight of yesterday's stress, it's a sign for you. Put the glass down. Don't carry it with you. So what we need to do is we need to start looking at change. Change is quite daunting, can be a little bit frightening, but it's also the catalyst for us to change and for us to grow. The first step towards new beginnings is to embrace change. Maybe you're just changing your mind. Maybe you're just changing a habit. Maybe you're just changing your scenery. What I want you to do is to get into the habit to welcome it with open arms. I'm one of those characters. When I go to the restaurant, I sit in the same seat and I order the same things. And it's a small step to just go in and say, I'm going to sit on the other side of the restaurant. I'm going to order something completely different. Every small change starts those steps towards growing. The next thing is to make room for new beginnings. We often have to let go of the old. Just take a moment to reflect on the past year. What worked? What didn't? Can you make space for something better? And remember, letting go isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. I'd like to share something personal with you this afternoon. This year we had a difficult year. My mom died in around about August, and she took 3 months in which to die. It was very difficult times for us. And then just after she left, my daughter made the decision that she wanted to go live in Ireland. And she managed almost immediately to get a residency number, and she left. So within the space of a few weeks, our house, which has been full for the last 20 years, was suddenly empty. And it was quite difficult. And as we went through the house, we decided to renovate a little bit, go through the cupboards, sort out all the stuff that was everywhere. It's been one of the greatest growing experiences of our life. What happens, it's enabled us to go through, to clear out the rubble, to clear out the clutter, to make sure that the things that are taking up space are given away and donated away. It has created a space for us to change and for us to grow. The next thing is to set good intentions. You've got to make the opportunity and say, what do you want in your life? Is it more joy? Is it better health? You want better relationships. So be very intentional about what you want to have happen and let those intentions guide your actions. It takes a little bit of courage. It's not just easy. When you're stepping into the unknown, you have to use a little faith that there's something better. Don't let fear hold you back. Remember, courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. Take that first step. The path will reveal itself. My favorite one. As you embark on this journey, surround yourself with positivity, whether it's uplifting people, inspiring books, calming music, an environment that nurtures your new beginnings, the company that you keep, and the influences you allow around yourself definitely do matter. And new beginnings often involve a little bit of learning. Be patient with yourself. You should navigate these things. It's like me trying to teach myself how my phone works every time I replace it. Every mistake is a lesson. Every challenge is an opportunity to grow. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. And as I conclude today, I just want to say that every day is a chance for a fresh start. Embrace change. Reflect. Set intentions. And summon the courage to start anew every single day. This is Andre Detoy, the Big Positive Guy. I'm wishing you a year filled with courage, growth, and beautiful new beginnings. Until next Monday, stay positive.
The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5. 107.5.